What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
So today we're so excited to talk about some of our favorite señoras in real life, characters in film and TV, and just both present and recently passed, recently deceased.
There are so many. Honestly, I feel like a lot of our like attitude inspo, style inspo, career inspo, we can trace back to a solid list of very fabulous señoras. Like, so we have categories. We've got entertainers. I have a couple of my favorite señoras on Twitter. Like, we're going to go through the list.
Yeah, to start, you know, when I think of like Mexican telenovelas, I think of like señoras that have like been like teniendo sus papeles in different telenovelas for decades, right? Like maybe at one point they were like the protagonist, or then the villain, or then the like the elder, you know. And so one of the persons that I thought of was Veronica Castro. Iconic. She interviewed Selena. She is a Mexican actress, singer, model, and had like a very prolific career in telenovelas, in television in general. And she also had a role in La Casa de las Flores, Netflix's hit show. And that was when I got reintroduced to her because I forgot about her. And I was like, yes, she's an OG. And it was rumored that Veronica Castro was Ana Gabriel's lover. And
oh my God.
The rumor was that like that's why she left Casa de las Flores, like for season two, I guess there was like rumblings again.
What?
Because it was such a queer show.
Show.
That
very queer.
It,
so
like,
good.
The people were talking about it again. So again, all rumors, all allegedly, right?
Yeah.
This is not factual, but I love to think that she was Ana Gabriel's lover, because
I like to think that too. I think we should keep that rumor going.
Yes, because like
Ana, contribute to that rumor.
Yes, Ana Gabriel is like another like señora where it's like everybody loves her and everybody knows that she's queer, but like nobody talks about her being queer. You know what I mean?
For
like
sure.
She
for
has
sure.
her amiga that she brings to the cena, to the Christmas gathering. But she doesn't really have like a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's one of those
They're wearing matching outfits.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so wait. Did Veronica Castro play Virginia? Was
she played
the mother?
Virginia, yeah.
She was so, honestly, Virginia was my favorite character.
Yeah.
On the whole show. I mean, she was a pothead.
Mm-hmm.
She was dealing with some demons.
Yes. Her
and
husband was
fabulous
trifling.
The whole time. Oh my God, her husband. But her husband was also so hot and so charming.
Yeah.
But so trifling.
So trifling. Yeah. So that was like the first señora that I thought of when we were like conjuring up this episode.
Very good señora. Good one. Thank you for bringing this. The first three, the first four, the first five are yours.
This is true.
Let's run through the list.
Okay,
and so
okay.
Who do we have next?
Next is, this is like just telling my age, I feel, and like my own señora tendencies with this list.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Maribel Guardia, like unless you're like a telenovelera, you know, like you might not know these actresses. But like Maribel
right.
Guardia is like another one. Also iconic. Costa Rican, Mexicana, another prolific telenovela actress. And she's like someone that has like just aged really well, but has had like the nips and tucks, but
right.
so subtle where it's like everybody knows. And she's also a señora that has kept like her really long, long, dark, like black, jet black hair. And I feel like there's a pressure when once you're like reached like a señora age, like you have to cut your hair. Like,
yes.
You're too old to have long hair.
Right.
But she has, like, which obviously we don't ascribe to. Like, we don't mm-hmm. believe that. But I feel like there's that pressure. And she has kept her length for decades.
Love that. Like Cher.
Like
Cher.
Cher. Exactly. She does the bangs, too. She does the bangs. She has the nips and the tucks. She's,
cute.
Like, body, like, bondage dresses. Like,
yeah.
You know, like not bondage, the banded dresses, the bandeau dresses. My mind is elsewhere, y'all.
Huge advocate of bondage.
Yes. Well, not Maribel Guardia, but I am.
Here at Locatora, we endorse bondage.
We endorse bondage. Consensual bondage.
Consensual bondage. We do not condone bondage against your will.
Yes, get your safe word, okay?
We don't condone kidnapping, you guys. Not here. Not on my watch.
I'm screaming. All right, well, that's one of mine. And the next one.
She's great.
The next one,
great.
Iconic. Also, like, all these señoras, incredible.
Right.
Rita Moreno, like.
The goat.
The goat. Incredible.
Award-winning.
Award-winning.
Living legend.
Tony-winning.
Yeah, she was the first EGOT.
Yes.
The
I was
going to
say she's an EGOT,
yeah.
Which is what?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yes.
She does it all.
She does it all. And I really loved, like, you know, now that she is, like, in her señora age, right? Or she's been in her señora age. But I love that she plays, like, sassy señoras.
Oh, yeah.
In TV, like when she was on One Day at a Time, I loved that character. I loved that. I think her name was Lydia, right? She like loved to dance. She was
yes.
very much always feeling herself, like her skincare. She had her skincare game on, like amazing.
A diva.
A diva.
Definitely not. She doesn't tend to play like ever suffering, you know, women.
No. No.
She's playing women who are, like, rejoicing in their later years.
Yes. Like, they're still sexy. They still got it. Which is what mm-hmm. I appreciate about this list, too. Or, like, us just talking about señoras in general. Is, like, you know, once I feel like women reach a certain age, there's like this tendency for society to like desexualize.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, no, like no matter the age, we're all sexual beings. And so I love when señoras like can play with that in their characters and roles in film and television and in like their everyday regular lives.
Totally. It's like they reach a certain age and they try to like force them into like a bata on screen.
Right.
And Rita's like, I refuse. You will not put me in a bata on screen. I won't do it.
Obsessed. Yes, exactly. Exactly that. And my next one, I feel like, you know, was a covert Latina. Like she was came up time where like Latino actors had to change their names, which is Raquel Welch, Bolivian mm-hmm. queen, American mm-hmm. actress whose real name is Raquel Tejada.
Dun dun dun.
Exactly. And she's like arguably like one of the first like recognized sex symbols.
Oh yeah. So hot. I loved her in Legally Blonde as the who did she play? She played the mom, the stepmom. What was her role again?
Did she? She
had those court scenes. She was a witness.
That's
no. She was in when they visit her at the spa.
Oh, that's right. What? Okay, wait. I need to fact check that.
That's Raquel. But I want to say, she's the ex-wife.
She was the ex-wife.
Uh-huh. Oh, Chutney's mother.
Yes.
She was Chutney's mother. She's like, have you seen the Cabana Boy?
Mrs. Wyndham Vandermark.
There you go. She was yes. so good. And
you're
she was so
right.
hot.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she has like kind of played this like sex symbol role for like a long time, for decades.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, interesting. That's its own episode of, like, you know, Latino actors that have been able to, you know, position themselves in, like, ways that other Latinos can't, right? In terms of, like, yeah. changing their names and, like, you know, colorism, the whole thing. But we're not doing that
yeah.
today. We're talking about favorite señoras.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And,
sure,
yeah,
sure.
I think that's definitely one of mine. Top five.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This actually is kind of a good segue because also in Legally Blonde is one of my favorite señoras that I added to this list, Jennifer Coolidge.
Love
who
her.
Plays Paulette Bonafonte.
Iconic.
And I feel like Jennifer Coolidge and Cheryl Lee Ralph are having this like later in career like renaissance. They both just won Emmys for their starring roles in TV shows. Jennifer Coolidge for White Lotus and Cheryl Lee Ralph for Abbott Elementary. That's been very fun to see. I love to see like them and then like Betty White, RIP, who people kind of like rediscovered her and became obsessed with her in her Twilight years, but she's been working for decades.
Right. Yeah, I love that you brought up Jennifer Coolidge because I feel like there is like a newfound appreciation for her for like newer fans or maybe folks that are like newly being exposed to her. I love when she's talking, there's like this reel, she's being interviewed by, I don't recall which publication, but she's talking about, you know, when she first became an actress and her life, and she says, I was having a lot of sex.
Right.
That's how she remembers this era, is she was having a lot of sex. I'm like, yeah, same. Good for you, girl.
Hell yeah. I love Jennifer Coolidge so much because she's able to very effortlessly like be this sexy figure and she has this sexy energy, but she also has always embodied and typified like that bimbo energy very effortlessly and without it being like a caricature. Mm-hmm. This is just her. This is just who she is. And yeah, very fun to see. So those are two of mine, my favorite señoras right now.
And very much like a Dolly Parton, which I know we love on this show, you know, that personifies that like bimbo culture, a bimbo blonde, but like does it with so much sass, confidence, and intention that it's like, yes, I love it. Give us more.
Give us more. Who else? I had on this list also... So recently I was on the Bechdel cast and we were talking about Real Women Have Curves. So we had like a good little chunk where we talked about Lupe Ontiveros. And she, for me too, is also such a skilled actress. She plays the mother. And of course the mother character is kind of like unbearable and like super mean. But the way she performs her, she's also very endearing and hilarious. And like, even when she's being impossible to America Ferrera's character, Anna, it's like, you know, she's still tugging at your heartstrings, even as she's like calling her a puta and stuff like, and telling her to put down the flan, you know?
Oh, we're man.
We're like, mom.
Moms. I mean, we need to have a deep dive. I feel like our own deep dive on that episode, because I think it just turned like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. On the film.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, the film. Yeah.
Iconic film.
Yeah. You know who else who you're making me think of? Like, do you remember in Hentified, the mother, she's Carrie Martin's mom, yes. Ana Morales.
Yes.
Right? Her on the show. On the show. Mm-hmm. And so her mother, Beatriz Morales, played by Laura Patalano, I feel like has that same energy where she's like really tough. Mm-hmm. And it's like it can be kind of like unbearable because I'm like, dang, my mom is not tough like that at all. Like, I can't relate. So seeing that mm-hmm. on screen, I was like, oh, my God, señora, like, relax. Yeah. I mean, I also like that different representation of like señora energy where it's like they're kind of mean.
Oh, yeah. And what's interesting to me, too, is like there's so much stuff on the Internet about la chancla mm-hmm. and your Latina mom having a short fuse or like throwing things at you or hitting you.
Terrible. That's can't not, relate.
I can't relate. My mother has never thrown anything at me. Sorry, guys.
I wasn't traumatized physically, just emotionally.
My parents did not hit me with objects as a kid, you know, oops. And so that's something that I think is really interesting because I feel like our moms, you know, moms have their own ways of doing things, but I think my mom is much more subtle.
Yes. You know,
there's a subtlety there.
Your mom like can read you to filth.
Yes.
She won't throw anything at you, but just she's words. Like subtle jabs, indirectas.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like
effective.
My mom.
Yeah. You know, I think maybe that's where like, okay, we can appreciate like a Rita Moreno type character in Lydia because right. she's throwing like little verbal jabs right. at her daughter throughout the show right.
But she's still like caring and supportive and like
and fabulous
right. And I and that's like you're saying, that's probably why we can relate to these women, because we see them like also our moms are very much in that light, in that realm of like señora.
Oh yeah. But you know, it's done with style.
Yes.
It's done with style.
You know what?
Who else?
You know what I've been wondering about, like entering a señora era, because I see like, you know, there's all these different, there's these different signs, right? According like on TikTok where people talk about like, I'm entering my señora era because I have plants. I'm just sitting silently in this chair in my backyard. I'm watching the neighbors, like all these little like signals that like, okay, you're entering your señora era. Yeah. And what I've always wondered is like, do you become a señora like officially when you get married?
Oh, interesting.
Because like, Spanish, like in Spanish language wise, like you're señorita up until you get married. Then you're like señora, what have you, whatever last name. And so I like, is there an actual like technical transition from like señorita to señora? And is it signaled by like actually marriage?
That's a really good question. And I almost feel like we need to find like an etiquette expert.
Right.
To like break it down, because I'm sure there's like, there is a specific rule and cutoff.
Yeah, I think there is. Like, at what point are you like, when do you become a doña? Like, you know?
Dang.
Yeah.
When you're a grandma? When you're a
property? Is that when you're a doña? When
grandma?
You're like the matriarch? You're a doña?
Yeah. If you have your own ranch.
You're a doña.
You're a doña.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And so for me, I don't know. I feel like the women, I don't know whether or not all of these women have been married. I think most of them have been married maybe a few times, mm-hmm. You know, maybe a few times with the same person. in the case of J-Lo, J-Lo loves to get married.
She loves to get married.
J-Lo loves to get married. She loves matrimony.
And J-Lo is not someone that I picture, like, as a señora. Like, I wouldn't call her Señora J-Lo. You know what I mean?
Right.
Señora
right.
Affleck.
Right.
But she
How
is.
How old is she?
She's in her 50s. Like,
yeah,
she is, like, technically Señora
H. Lopez. Yeah. It's true.
So I'm
and
like,
she wears
right.
it very well.
She wears it well. Would she consider herself a señora? I don't know.
Probably not. She'd be so offended.
She would be.
Imagine she like gets a hold of this audio.
Oh, that would be amazing. Come on, J-Lo. Come on to Locatora Radio.
Right.
But I do feel like I share a similar vein, similar feeling. Like hypothetically, if J-Lo, right, does not claim señora, that's me.
Right.
I'm like clinging on to señorita forever. Like,
oh, as you should.
I'm not señora. I'm señorita. I may have some señora tendencies, but like, don't call me señora.
Right. No, I agree with you. I feel like it's also, I don't know, señora to me sounds like, you're over 50. Maybe you have kids, adult kids. Maybe you have grandkids. Maybe you've been married a couple times. You know, you've earned that title.
Right.
You gotta accumulate some life experiences and mm-hmm. some years before you slap that onto somebody. That's how I feel about it.
Right.
I haven't done anything to earn a señora title. Nothing.
Me either.
So señorita is forever.
Yeah, I get offended when like if I'm at a restaurant and someone calls me señora. I'm like, who? Where? Behind me? Not me.
Has it happened in public?
Not often, but when it does, I get very upset.
Yeah, it's funny
I'll usually text
say, ma'am.
You. Yes.
Mamming is mamming.
Mamming is like equivalent to señora, I feel. Like I'm miss,
yeah.
I'm señorita, and that's
right.
it.
Can't you see I'm a miss?
I'm a miss. I'm technically like, I'm like a teenager still.
Can't you see that my bare finger with no ring on it? I'm a miss.
Yes, that's how I feel. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah. We should actually, it would be kind of interesting to take an etiquette class because I feel like a lot of this terminology, sometimes I'm like, are you calling me ma'am? Because maybe you don't actually know the proper use of the word.
That's what I think.
You know what I mean? It's not me. It's them. They are the problem. Right.
I feel like, so I've definitely talked about this on the show before, but like my dad is like very strict when it comes to like Spanish rules and grammar and etiquette, which is why I feel like señora isn't señora until you're married and señorita is, you know, pre-marriage. Because I feel like it's like you're saying, like it's very much like either you know or you don't know. Because and with that, I feel like it's in the same, like if we were to put these in a Venn diagram, it's like the same as like tú and usted. Like, you can't, like, tutear anyone. Like, you use usted for a certain type of person, right? They're an elder, they're a family member, alguien que le des respeto. And then, like, a tú is, like, you and me, like, someone, like a friend.
Totally.
Your peer. And so when he hears people, like, tutear a alguien, he's like, that's incorrect. That's wrong. And so I kind of feel like it's like, well, they don't know. They don't know. And that's very much like what you're saying. Like, are you saying ma'am because you don't know and you think you're being respectful, but you're actually disrespecting me because you're not calling me miss.
How dare you? And then if you think about it, like in a more hood setting, when someone's like, oh, mi vieja, my old lady, right? It's like, okay, no, we are partnered. We're married. And so like, she's my old lady.
Right.
She's literally my vieja, you know what I mean? Like, it's like there is a direct translation there,
right? Also depends like what region. Like when my father used to call my grandpa mi viejo, and so when he went to Mexico, like era un malentendido. They were like, wait, like tu viejo, like your man? And he's like yeah, mi viejo, because you know, my dad's like, yeah, that's my father, mi viejo.
Right.
So again, it's like, it just depends on the context. Exactly. And who knows what.
Exactly. Who are you talking to? Who's doing the talking?
Exactly.
A lot of things can get misconstrued very quickly.
Oh, I love that. That's funny.
Ew. So, yeah. Who else? I feel like over the years, if you've been listening to Locatora Radio over the years, you probably heard me talk about Paquita, la del barrio. I think she's an iconic señora as well, who just has dropped a lot of really funny one-liners and lyrics over the years. And also, asterisk, every single one of these señoras has done something fucked up and problematic publicly.
Yeah. We know.
on a large scale.
Just like our tías, okay?
Just like our tías, okay? So we know, we acknowledge, yes, it's bad. We hear you. What can you do? They're old. They're going to die soon. We still love them while they're here. And that's it.
Yes.
I'm not wishing death on any of them. I'm not.
Right. We're just acknowledging that like problematic things may have been said in the past. And we're not condoning that. We're just talking about their señoranes.
Their señoranes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, speaking of señoras, I've been fed enough, or my pareja has put me on to this señora católica.
Oh my God.
Who went viral on TikTok. And I've been sending her tamala. And la señora católica has lots of opinions about like what women do with their bodies, the type of the sex that they should be having. It should only be missionary. All these different, like, really essentially Catholic rules.
Yeah.
But it's like a señora telling you, like regañándote, telling you you're going to go to hell if you're a sinner. And so she's not my favorite señora, but I recognize that that's a type of señora.
Yeah.
You know?
But she's like hilarious.
She's hilarious, but she's serious. Like she's to serious. Us, it's funny.
Yeah.
Because we're like, girl, señora, come on.
There was this one that you sent me where she's like, when you masturbate and play with your clitoris, you are having sex with the devil. Mm-hmm. And she has a rosary on her hand. Yeah, I am actually.
Actually, yes, I'm thinking about my demon. Yeah.
The devil is hot. I love my sleep paralysis demon. He looks like a lumberjack. Yeah, actually.
Scary. But hot.
Very scary. My sleep paralysis demon I haven't seen him in a long time. I've seen him like maybe three times, like total in life. But he was always just like a big, looming, like brooding lumberjack mountain man just in the corner. And he never did anything. He never moved. He just stood there. And it was both terrifying and also kind of enticing. Because I'm like, make a move, bruh. What are we doing here?
I hate you. Oh my God.
Anyway.
Well, I think it's time to end this episode because
I think that's enough.
I think we overshared already.
We've had enough. This has been another episode of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela. I'm your host, Mala Munoz.
And I'm Diosa FM.
We'll catch
you next time. Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Munoz
and Diosa Fem.
Your network. Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star starting May 15th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.